Hello there, I'm Barry Robinson from 105.3 Seaside FM. I'm with Derek Case, an archaeologist who's digging around these parts. Now, you've got some gold. You've found some gold, haven't you?
Yes, it's a very small piece of gold. We believe it's Viking, so we believe it's probably 9th century AD. And it's a small, very, very flat sheet, and it's got some decoration on it. We don't really know what it is. There's a suggestion it might be the top part of a ring, but one other possibility, it's a bit colourful, but one possibility is that it could have been it could have been gold sheet that decorated a book, say maybe a Bible or something like that, and this kind of thing, if it is something like that, would have been owned by a monastery. We know that the Vikings, when they came over in the, say, the 8th and 9th and early 10th century, they were attacking places like monasteries because there were lots of gold chalices and silver chalices and highly decorated books.
Oh, the good old days where men were men and he could go and do a bit of pillaging.
Well, that's right, yeah, they would break in and they would steal the chalices and they would rip the gold sheet off the books and if there were 30 or 40 Vikings, they weren't interested in these things as cultural objects. They would just cut them up with a they would tear it up and cut it up with the swords and they'd distribute it amongst the 40 people and they'd all head off. So it's a bit of a colourful suggestion and we don't know the answer, but that is one possibility, that it was Viking plunder from maybe, say, like a sacred book.
What's the most fascinating thing you've ever found?
Oh, that's a good question. Years ago, I worked in Bath in Somerset, and we found a Roman wall. We didn't expect it to be there, and this was as tall as me, 6'4", and it was lovely limestones. And at the bottom of it, there was a lead coffin, and the lead coffin had all decoration on the lid of it. And we took the lid off and found a skeleton inside. And when you're growing up, when you're a child and you're drinking the water, all of that water's got minerals in it. And if you take a tooth out of a skeleton and analyze the tooth, you can see what minerals are in it, and that tells you where the water was, where they were drinking water when they were a child. So anyway, we did this. We took some teeth out of this skeleton, and we analyzed the mineral content, and it told us that he was growing up in Syria. So, and he was big, tall Syrian man in a decorated lead coffin, very, very rare. Presumably, we don't know, but he may have been a merchant. And Bath in Somerset was a high status religious site. So there would have been people coming from all parts of Europe. And
so, how old was he?
I think it was a long time ago. I think we thought he was maybe, say, 45, 46. So about my age.
Yeah, when he died. And yes. How long had he been in the ground?
Oh, right, so he would have been buried, I think it was the late Roman period. He might have gone in the ground in, say, 300 AD. So 1700, 1800 years he's been in the ground.
Yeah, because, of course, London has not always been the capital.
No, when the Romans first came, it started off at Colchester. And then after that, it went to London. It was split between London and York. It was mainly London. But that was because that's where most people were living. London was a big trading centre.
Because of the Thames.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It was a big gateway to Europe. So most of the traders were based in London. So if you wanted to control the economy and tax people, you better be based in London. But it's not necessarily the case that there were lots of huge, impressive buildings. It was just where all the traders were, and that's who you were going to tax.
Okay, well, Derek, it's very interesting, fascinating to talk to you. I'm Barry Robinson talking to Derek Caser, who's an archaeologist, for 105.3 Seaside FM.